Hi, everyone. And I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just Friends.
Yay, we're in person. I was going to say in people. And we're delirious.
So disorienting.
I don't know what happened. Okay, you want to set the stage, Lula?
I can't even believe we're recording right now. I think first things first to say is that we're testing out not using headphones right now.
Yeah.
Because we're preparing something special for our season 3 edition of the pod.
So it's just like different already. And we're in person, which is also weird.
I like need to like grip the fucking
My hands are sweaty. Right, and my heart is palpitating. And also, it's just been a weird day.
Yeah. Well, we had a super good day.
Great day.
I'm like,
I'm visiting her in Amsterdam. If y'all didn't listen to last episode,
let's go into High Low Buffalo.
Okay,
because I think it'll explain, right?
Yeah. Okay. My high. Wait, you're bringing the topic, so wait.
Yes.
Yes. My high. My high is okay. I remember when you visited me in Copenhagen. You were like, "Oh my god, it makes so much sense why like you're in Copenhagen and I'm in Amsterdam." Mm-hmm. And I feel that way being in Amsterdam. Like, I'm like, I love the city and I love seeing your world. And it's like exciting. And I am so happy you're studying here. And it makes so much sense why you're studying here. And it makes so much sense why I'm studying in Copenhagen.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, I think it's like the like, it feels like I was a little bit more of a city kid when I grew up. Like, I grew up in Seattle. You grew up in Nyack.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like, even though they're both cities, Copenhagen feels much more of like a small city, like town vibe. Like, everything's so small compared to like, this feels like a real city.
Yeah.
And I just find it interesting that like that I really needed a smaller city like Copenhagen for my semester abroad, and I think you really needed Amsterdam, even though Amsterdam is relatively small.
Yeah, that is interesting, because I've never thought of it in terms of like wanting a city or like wanting a lot to do. But it also makes sense, because when I think of like where I wanted to go to school, and I was so set on these like big party
USC
schools. Yeah, shout out
USC. Imagine if you were at USC. You'd have like blonde streaks in your hair. It'd be so funny. It'd be so quirky.
I'm like, I'm almost there.
Or sorry,
every
fucking
basic summer, I'm almost there. I would not be quirky if I went to USC.
No, you'd be so basic.
Sigh.
But you're so quirky now. You have a podcast and a band.
I'm like, can we? Okay, let's set the scene. We're delirious.
I think we already said that.
Okay, next. Okay. All right,
what's your high, Lula?
I actually wonder why we're so delirious. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I have a hypothesis.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it. My high is that you're visiting. I love, first of all, obviously get to see you. But I'm like, besides that.
Sorry, I'm,
you forgot.
I got stressed and I started clicking a pen. But
okay, anyway, forgot we were recording. I think my high, though, besides you actually, Jude, is I like getting to see Amsterdam from a new perspective, kind of.
Like the fresh eyes.
Yeah. Like when I visited Ella in London, she was like, it's so fun. It's going to be like London vacation weekend, because she's so used to it. Even yesterday, you and I were talking about like getting used to the routine of where you're abroad, which is so bizarre that we've been here long enough for that to feel like a reality. But yeah, I think it's really fun to get to like show you where I go to brunch every day, because I'm like, that's so exciting.
It's not like
every
showing
day,
it off.
Every week. Yeah, but I'm just like also like testing my knowledge a little bit. I'm like, oh, do I know where I am?
Yeah.
Like, do I know what stop we're getting off at?
And she does, by the way.
And I thank you, Jude. So yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah, no, I like that. I think it's really fun to like show, like just show your like, this is your place, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and you feel a little bit more ownership when like someone who doesn't like study abroad here comes and like, you get to show it off to them and be like, hey, look, like this is my city.
Yeah. And realizing like the ways of life are different, like things that I've acclimated to.
Yeah.
Like even talking about things about the metro, how you like the doors don't open automatically. I'm like, it's
you have
so
to press
fun.
A button to get off the metro, which is like, I guess, obvious. I don't know. I almost got stuck on a metro and got on the wrong stop because I couldn't get off the train. So I don't know.
But they're fun. It's a video
it's
game.
It's my fault. It's a video game. That's Lula's opinion.
GTA 6. Okay.
By the way.
We're not talking about this anymore.
GTA 6 trailer comes out this week and I'm really excited by it.
Dude's been talking about this all weekend. All the last 24 hours that I've seen him.
It took a decade since the last one. Okay, whatever. We're not spent. This can't be the episode.
Okay, that's my
That's
high.
For Just Tech, guys.
Jesus Christ.
All right. My
low. All right, you're low.
Yeah, I don't have like a great like concise way of saying it, but I'll try my best. I just find it hard to reward myself after a day that doesn't feel productive. We talked a little bit about this summer, but I don't know, just like Lula and I had a great day. We had an incredible brunch, and we actually had a very like quote unquote productive day talking about the podcast and doing a Wordle, but like all of it. but it wasn't like checking things off the box. It was very much like the process of just kind of like sitting and being like, what are we doing for season three? And like, what is this and what is that? And like, that doesn't, I don't get the like satisfying like check, check, check. And then it's hard for me to be like, okay, well, I did a lot today, so now I can like treat myself to a fancy dinner out or like a, or like let's have like a fun night, you know? Which like I think I'm gonna get over because like I'm visiting you in Amsterdam. But I feel that like in my day to day life too, is like I have to prove, like I have to earn my leisure time and my fun time. And even being in a city that has like promoted a lot of both Amsterdam and Copenhagen, I feel like a lot more liberated to like live.
Yep.
I still feel like I need to earn the live.
Yeah.
And that's like just so deeply ingrained in me. I'm not sure like moving locations will be able to just solve all my issues with that.
I feel that too. I think to a lesser extent than you, because I'm kind of, but I also think I'm a little less productivity driven.
Yeah.
Or I think, like, I don't know. I think I compartmentalize more, so it's easier for me to be like, I'll just do this tomorrow, move it over, whatever. Yeah. But I wonder how much of it is like intrinsic or extrinsic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a lot of like super internalized pressure from the extrinsic understanding of what success looks like and what I'm supposed to do to be a successful human being.
That makes sense.
So, like, I don't think I just, like, was born this way. I think if I was born in Copenhagen, it would probably have been different.
Okay, so then
I think it relates to America and the expectation of, like, getting things done and being, and, like, not wasting time.
Yeah.
But, to be honest, especially, like, our conversation about the podcast, like, that, none of that was wasting time. Like, all of that is so needed to, like, even though it feels like we didn't, like, I mean, there were a few things we made a lot of progress on, but, like, we also just were talking. And trying to grapple with these bigger questions of what we want it to look like.
Yeah.
And that's all needed to be able to get to an answer.
Yeah.
But because I can't check something off the list, it's like, ah.
Sometimes I, like, to combat this, I write, like, the tiniest things on a to-do list. Like, I will literally, like, wash hair.
Oh, me too. Because sometimes I'll add things that I've already done.
Yes.
So that I can check them off. Like, confession. Shower. Oh, wait, I already showered.
Confessional. Okay, well,
no, I swear, people, listeners, answer, that's gonna be the Spotify poll.
Please be honest.
Be honest. Don't make us so neurotic.
Be honest. Do you write things on your to-do list that you've already done so you can feel productive and deserving of a nice dinner out at the end of your day?
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's my low. What's your low?
That's a good low. I mean, not, you know, I think you said not a good. I think I hope you figured that out. No, I'm kidding. I think you did say that pretty concisely though. That was good. Yeah. Okay. My low, I'm not going to say sick in this episode.
You can't.
Okay. So my low is that it's the seasonal depression of it all. Have I talked about this a million times on the pod before?
Yeah, but you can say it again.
I don't have anything more to say on it probably that hasn't been said, but I'm just like, why are we so tired? Blah, blah, blah. Why are we so delirious? I can't continue being in motion and act like it's normal when the sun sets at 4:30.
Yeah.
I don't know what people are doing. Tips for combating this. Can that also be the poll? I'm like, I'm not even kidding.
Really struggling out here.
I actually don't know how people do it.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm like asking from my heart. I'm like looking around the room. I like have to nap immediately.
Yeah, no, it is. It's pretty, like, it's not late. It's really early right now, actually. And we're struggling to do anything.
I actually think this might go into my Buffalo, our topic, a little.
Okay.
Because I was just going to say, part of, I think, why I'm finding it so hard here in Amsterdam is because, I mean, now you've seen, where I live is, like, not centrally located.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty close to the city, but it's far enough that you have to, like, carve out time to travel.
It feels like you're in a suburb, though. Like, you have to travel, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not, like, living next to your classroom or next to the dining hall or whatever it is, like, at Yale. And I think part of it with the sundown is that I'm like, I'm really okay with it if I can reset. you know? Like, we came back here, got dark out, we came back here, like, made a snack. We were, like, doom scrolled, and now we're recording. And I'm like, now I kind of have more energy. My issue is that there's no way for me to do that without, like, going home. And then I'm like, am I going out again?
Yeah, because now you're, like, in PJs because
I need dinner.
Whatever. Yeah.
But I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah, no, that does suck.
Okay.
Yeah,
bookmark for the Buffalo.
Okay, bookmark.
Okay.
I thought your low was going to be our Wordle. We have to just
I don't even want to fucking talk about
it. I have to say it. We like Wordle, we like is a New York Times game where you just like try and guess a single five-letter word. It's not that difficult. And Luna and I
speak for yourself.
spent so much time. Like 20 minutes? 25 minutes?
I don't want to talk about it.
Lula's hand is in her palm. She looks so defeated right now. Yeah, basically we didn't get it.
It was genre. It was genre, and I don't think either of us, we figured out that the last two letters were R and then E, but we had eliminated every other vowel. That was part of the issue. I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. Now I'm explaining what
this
we
is
did
the Buffalo.
Step by step. And then I just like, I don't think either of us remember that G could not
be a G. We were convinced it was a word that we didn't, either of us know. It's genre.
We like, it's Goliath.
We tested every single word and we didn't get it. Like, it was really
no. We
pathetic.
Only ended up, to be clear, we only ended up getting genre because we had typed in N as our like last letter.
No, the only reason we didn't get it.
They, no, that's
they
what
told
I mean.
Us. Oh, okay.
No, we got it as the sixth one.
Oh, we got it as the sixth one
because
oh,
it was when
well,
we were,
in that case,
we were testing. We knew it was G E blank yeah. R E.
Yeah, it was literally the only word.
And we were okay. Like filling in at fucking God.
I should have started this rambling.
I'm like,
I'm
why?
Sorry,
yeah, you made me talk
yeah,
about that.
I opened a can of worms, but it was honestly a really, I think that was the like, the peak and the beginning of our
that was
end.
That was the turning point.
Yeah, inflection point. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
okay, what's your Buffalo, too?
Oh, Buffalo. I forgot. My brain just like completely...
We're okay. Keeping it in.
Buffalo. My Buffalo is another app for y'all to download. I just am like the tech bro out here because, okay. But this one actually is really helpful. I've told Lula about it, but I feel like I got to share it with our audience. One Sec. That is the name of the app. And it has personally helped me a lot. Lula doesn't like it as much, so you can speak on it if mm-hmm. you, but like basically what it does is you can like assign specific apps to basically limit your screen use. And when you click, I've done it for YouTube because I use YouTube way too much. When I click YouTube, it like pauses and makes me take a 20-second deep breath before I continue on to YouTube. And it shows me how many times I've used it in the past 24 hours. And like, it actually has like reduced my screen time by like a lot because I like see, it just makes it more of like a game. Like, oh, like I don't want to like add to like the tally of how much I've used it in the last 24 hours. And it also just makes me think before I just like, mindlessly open an app that I always just use for no reason. So I highly recommend it. It really works. It's a freemium version. So like you only get one app when it's free, but then you have to pay to get more apps. But I only use it for YouTube, but that's it. Highly recommend.
Okay. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Just a shout out.
Yeah. I got it because you told me about it. I used it for Instagram and I will say it totally, totally limited decrease the amount that I use Instagram, and it was telling me that I pick it up like literally 40 times in a day.
Crazy.
Like just like subconsciously click on the app. I don't even know what I could be doing 40 times. There's nothing to look at on yeah. Instagram. I don't like anyone that I follow. Just kidding, love some of you, but I'm like, what the hell could be going on? I ended up deleting it because two things that wouldn't be an issue if I bought the premium version. But I was just like, got annoyed that that was the case.
Because you could only use one app.
One of the things was because I could only use one app. I was okay. Like, I want it on TikTok. I want it on YouTube, probably. Stuff like that. Also was annoyed because if you switch out of the app at all, it like makes you do the whole breath thing again before
yeah.
you can go
no,
into
it's
it.
Frustrating.
And if I was like on Instagram and like saw something that I wanted to like write down in my notes or like look up on Safari and then I want to go back to the app.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm wasting lots of time to yeah. be honest.
Yeah.
And apparently that's not an issue if you get the premium version.
Oh, I
think
know that.
There's a thing that you can like
okay.
set up. Anyway. Try it if you really are struggling, because it did help me for like a week.
Yeah, like it's an experiment. It's like a
yeah.
easy thing to test. And it, like, seeing how many times you open, like, an app just, like, instinctively is, yeah, like, horrifying.
No,
like,
that was the scariest part of it.
No, it's crazy.
It was, like, 40 times?
Yeah, it's a lot of times.
This is literally, like, my Dark Secrets episode.
that Lula sucks at Wordle and opens Instagram 40 times.
And the to-do list.
And the to-do list, yeah.
All right, topic of the day.
Topic, what's your buffalo? Hit up.
Okay, so I'm pulling out my phone. This is a general topic that I feel like you and I talk a lot about. And I don't want to be redundant, which is why all day I was like, I don't really want to talk about it. But I keep coming back to it.
Okay.
So I'm like, that means we let's need to dive talk in. About it. Yeah. And I think we've been talking about a lot of things recently that all kind of go into this one theory. So it's a theory. My buffalo is a theory. I hadn't heard of it until last week. No.
Okay.
I hadn't heard of it till last week. But I'm going to tell you about it. Okay?
Okay.
It's called the third place theory. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay, what do you think it's about?
Well, okay, I had two different theories. My first thought was like, you know, like the theory in like the happiness where it's like the third, like the person that gets third place is happier than the person that gets second place on the podium.
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, you weren't paying attention in Lori Sanchez's class anyway, so.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well, it's just like a general theory that like, the second per, like based on hedonic adaptation and like setting expectations, usually the person that gets second place had the expectation that they could achieve first place.
Okay.
And so they're actually a little disappointed they didn't get first place.
Right.
But like typically the third like place competitor is like so happy that they got on the podium alone.
Oh.
That like they're happy to just be there.
Okay, that's good actually.
So that was my first one.
Okay.
I can do the other one, but that was really the one that came to my mind.
Okay. So something like that also came to me. I was like, there's no third. It's going to be something about like ranking third place. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, it's a very literal definition, meaning like a third location. Place as in location. Okay. So I'm going to read a little bit about it. Okay. It's going to make so much sense so fast.
Okay.
Theory popularized by sociologist Ray Oldenburg. Okay. Quote, offers a refreshing perspective on the importance of communal spaces beyond the traditional realms of residence and employment. These third places serve as essential hubs for community engagement, social interaction, and personal well-being. It was popularized in the 90s as increasing work hours and more heavily siloed communities like suburbs became the norm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let me be honest. In my confessional era, I did see this on TikTok for the first time. But I had no idea what it was. It was someone, it was a stitch. There was one guy talking about why like such a small percentage believes in the American dream anymore and why everyone's moving to Europe.
36%.
Thank you, Jude. And then it was stitched with this other guy talking about, here's why me and my husband are moving to Europe, whatever. And it was about this third place theory. And I had no idea what it was. But he was like, of course, if I can like walk down the street and go to a bar and spend €1 on a coffee or like €1 on a beer and meet all these people. And we're in a public space and it's a free space and there's like nice amenities, nice-ish, like there's a bathroom, there's free water, stuff like that. It like hugely encourages community engagement,
yeah,
keeps you out of the house and out of work. And he was like, in America, there's not really an in-between.
No.
There's not really a third place to go.
Yeah.
This is why I bookmarked this after my low, because I realized as I was talking that I feel like I don't really hear, like in Amsterdam, I think there are way more places that are like a third place. Like there's so many more green spaces. Like there's so many beautiful parks.
But hard to do that in the winter.
Exactly. That's my issue.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is the thing. This is the overarching topic we're talking about.
Okay.
Third place.
That's
theory.
Interesting.
Okay. So, first initial thoughts, or I have guiding questions for you.
I'm kind of stuck because the only thing I can come up with is, like, coffee shops being the place where you, like, want to hang out and, like, talk to people and, like, connect. But I just want to do work when I'm in coffee shops. Like, that's, like, my ideal, like, or, like, have a coffee meeting or something, you know, or, like, catch up with a friend. But, like, it's not like I'm, like, I have, like, an hour to spare between classes. I'm going to go to a coffee shop and just sit and, like, wait for people to come talk to me. Like, that goes back, it goes back to the stranger conversation, which is just, like, there's not that many places where it's appropriate for strangers to just, like, strangers aren't expected to interact with each other.
No.
In a coffee shop.
We don't have any, like, mingling.
No.
But I do think I saw, I'm like, give yourself credit for still going to a coffee shop, though. Because one of the things I was reading about was that, like, a big part of why this theory is being talked about a lot right now is because post-COVID, with such, like, huge reliance on, like, internet and, like, Zoom even, like, people, like, do not go out of their house for any reason.
Yeah.
Like, I was in this, like, group project for class that had to, like, meet. And we were all like, I was obviously, oh, fuck, I'm not going to say sick. I was under the weather. Someone else in my group was too. And so we kept pushing it back. And then we were had this like call scheduled yesterday because we were like, we'll just Zoom instead of meeting up.
Yeah.
Because no one wanted to take the metro 25 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think it's so, on the one hand, I'm like, I am so pro, like, when you're feeling tired and, like, you just need a reset, like, don't drag yourself out of bed unnecessarily. Like, I think, like, Zoom has offered us so much kind of, like, autonomy in a way, if you think about it. But almost, like, at the same time, it's really hard to ever find an excuse to not do something.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you can always call in. Like, this girl in my group was like, I'm in the library, so I can't join the call.
That's her excuse?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, let's not call. Fair.
She should just say, I don't want to do it. And like, okay.
Yeah,
whatever.
Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm getting us off a little off track.
I just was going to go and say, like, I do think people aren't going, like, there's probably a plethora of people that aren't going outside and, like, taking advantages of these third places. But, like, I do think that, like, there are virtual spaces that do this. Like, I'm thinking about, like, video games.
Mm.
And, like, I know that the metaverse is, like, such an overused term in the sense of, like, what the metaverse is going to look like. But there are, like, currently many functional metaverses where people go on, like, Minecraft or Roblox or Fortnite and are with their friends and they're just, like, playing video games with each other and talking. And that's not work and that's not.
This is so interesting.
But actually, it's, like, very much, like, a social interaction. That's why, like, I never really understand when people are like, the metaverse is like it's never coming, like, it's such a scam. Like, it's already here.
Okay.
And it's just that because humans don't know how to interact with, like, each other on the street anymore.
This is so, can I take it away from the metaverse?
Yeah, no,
for
that's
a second?
Fine. That was just like what, like, that is a virtual, I
no,
think, third place.
That's interesting. Okay, so I will say this theory, obviously, because it was from, like, the 80s and 90s, is focused on, like, real place, like, on the ground,
yeah,
places. But back to the video game thing. Okay, I'm gonna go on a little rant, but it's gonna connect back.
Wait, can I just ask one clarifying question before you rant?
Uh-huh.
When you say, like, when you keep referring to it as the theory,
yeah,
like, what is the what's the theory? Is the theory just, like, there are third places?
No,
or is it that,
sorry,
like, we need them,
that we need them, that they're essential to, like, community building and democracy,
okay,
and, like, meeting new people and,
okay,
social interactions.
Got you.
And there's a resurgence of people talking about, like, the third place theory.
Because it feels like there's a lack of it.
Yes. Like, okay, the third place theory explains why people are leaving, mm-hmm, America for Europe, for example.
Okay.
Okay. So here's back to the rant. It's going to circle back to video games. So I was looking up, like, articles on this, right? And there was this study done where these researchers were super obsessed with the idea that play,
woo,
was the third place. And they meant play in a sort of, like, as a conceptual term, like, they were more talking about it in terms of, like, helping children, like, bridge the gap from, like, being at home to, like, going to school for the first time. And they were like, play is a good, like, third sort of realm.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's not really a place on the ground, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And it was so interesting because I was like, okay, that's good conceptually. Like, I don't really know where that's tangible. Like, I don't really know where I'd play.
Ugh.
Which is, I know,
the biggest question I'm grappling with.
Lifelong question. Here's back to the video game thing. I've had this conversation with Ella and Marina before because they all, this is going to become binary conversation quickly, but they always talk about their younger brothers being, like, so obsessed with video games.
Yeah.
And, like, how that's, like, such a form of their social interaction.
Yeah.
And, like, arguably they had more social interaction over, like, lockdown,
yeah,
than the three of us did, because we were like, what our, like, social interaction was, like, hanging out at school every day, like, rehearsals, like, going on long walks, going to brunch, whatever. And I'm saying it's a binary conversation because I feel like video games, especially in childhood, are more like male dominated.
There's definitely a stereotype towards that. Yes.
Do you think that's true in like reality?
Like on statistically speaking, yes. Uh-huh. But I do think there's definitely like an increase in like.
Agreed.
Other gamers. I'm like thinking about like
non-male,
female gamer Twitch like trope.
True. That's
like,
a that's, whole new.
That
thing
was a
now.
Big thing during COVID that kind of came out. But. If you think, but just if you look at the advertisements for most of these games, they're definitely like targeted towards like 12-year-old guys,
right?
Like
little
Call of Duty. It's like, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so anyway, I think that's so interesting that you brought that up because my mind doesn't even go to video games ever.
Yeah,
like I've never experienced anything that's like online, like social connection like that, other than like social media. I don't think I've ever played a game where I've been like, I'm talking to all my friends.
It's such an interesting concept. I mean, during COVID, my high school friend group of guys was like, we became much, much, much closer through video games. Like after class and in between class and sometimes during class, we would be like playing video games together and like calling and like, you just like are talking the whole time. And like, I don't really play Call of Duty, but like Call of Duty has this feature where like for 30 seconds after you kill someone in the game, the person that you kill is like allowed to talk to you for 30 seconds. So like the
interesting. And that's so, like scary.
No, it's super scary. And like really, really creepy things are said. And like, okay. I do not think it's a good feature.
Okay.
But it is an interesting way of like connecting strangers together, right? Where like you're like kind of fighting against each other and then like you can talk to each other for literally 30 seconds and then the mic shut off. Like, not a good feature.
I'm
in
like,
my opinion.
That's so like, conducive to foul.
It's off. Like,
shit.
I think
yeah.
it is like, is by far the most like disgusting form of like. I think there's foul things being said, but
yeah.
it's an interesting concept of like connecting strangers, even if it's like negative in the end. Like Call of Duty and trash talk between strangers can't blend together well, in my opinion. But maybe.
Okay, I want to circle back to something else.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking about the thing that you said with like, you'd say coffee shops,
yeah,
but that you always go there and you're kind of doing work,
yeah,
or you're kind of doing schoolwork or whatever it is. What's your ideal like third place?
Coffee shop. That's the sad part.
But is that sad? Okay, because there's a lot. I was finding a lot of like articles on this that are like these three sectors should overlap, like they shouldn't be completely isolated. And that's where I'm stuck. Home, work, third place.
I just don't like. In my like, this might be a flaw with the cities that I visit, but I don't know what the third place could be if it's not a coffee shop. Like a pub, it's something where you're consuming something and interacting with others. Like a park doesn't feel like that. A park doesn't feel like a third place.
Why?
How often are you going to parks? I love parks. I try and visit them, but like I'm not going to parks. Like I can't go to a park tonight at 5:30 in like
in the dark
3 degrees Celsius weather.
I know. Well, that's why I'm also like it's hard because when it was warmer out, I was going to a park, like, every day.
Yeah, like, the beach for me, or the canal. Like, I totally visit there during the sunny weather.
Okay. So what about in winter? Coffee shop.
Yeah, like, you hibernate or you go to a coffee shop, right? I think it's just, like, complex because of the expectation that... Like, when I go to a coffee shop, alone, I'm expecting to work.
Yeah.
When I go with people, I'm expecting to talk to them, unless it's, like, a meeting. I think here, the expectation is not to work at coffee shops.
No.
Like, most coffee shops don't have Wi-Fi. Most coffee shops don't let you even take your computer out. Like, and they're like, they don't even have outlets. Like, they're just built they're built for third places.
Yeah.
And that really goes against what my understanding of my third place is. Like, my third place naturally has more work than, like, Europeans' third place. Because it's more ingrained in culture. So I'm like, okay, like when I go, I still like even like my favorite coffee shop or bakery in Copenhagen, I like turn on my hotspot to do some work sometimes. Like I'm desperate out there. Like I feel like, but like it's where I want to work. Like I'd rather do that than work at home.
And I'm also like, if that makes you feel good at the end of it, then that should be good.
Yeah.
Right? Like I have brought my book to school with me. like to a school day where I have like a 3 hour gap in the day.
Uh huh.
And I go to a cafe and I'm like, I'm going to read. But I'm like, no, I always end up doing something else.
And is that bad? Is that the question?
Yeah. But it's also like those things don't always make me happier. Like emails or like some fucking like writing to professors begging to be in their class.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't actually make me feel like happier. Like I probably would have been happier if I read the book. But it makes me feel like I got something done.
But didn't we just start this conversation saying that we like checking things off the box? Like it does make us feel good?
Yes.
Like that's the thing that I've been grappling with this entire semester is like, I think when I came into the semester abroad, I was like, oh my God, like I need to like fix myself and I need to like, why am I so obsessed with work? And like, I think what I'm leaving with is like, okay, like it's not like I can change myself. Like I love work. Like that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like it makes me happy. Like my ideal day is waking up, going on a run and going to a coffee shop and getting stuff done and then having fun in the evenings.
Yeah.
And like, that might be totally ingrained in the capitalistic society of America. Like whatever the reason for that being what I like, it is me, you know? Like it can be a low. It's disappointing that today I don't have the same energy and enthusiasm because I didn't get to check everything off.
Yeah.
But like, okay, like that sucks and tomorrow maybe it'll be better, you know? Like I don't know, it just is like instead of saying like we need to separate these spheres of like, oh, we need a third place and a first place and a second place. Like you need your home for home. You need a workplace so you can do work and a, like a third place to like mix the two, but also just like hang out and be social and play.
Yeah.
It's like, why do we have to compartmentalize every aspect of our life? Like you should be doing work. I guess that kind of goes back to the Krista conversation. Like you should be doing work that like lights you up. That you want to check off.
Yes.
And sometimes it does involve like doing emails and stuff. But like for me, that lights me up, getting those things done. So like, I don't know. It's like, I think that like that conversation though is very different than like the social aspect of a third place. Because like for me, I'm not really socializing with people when I'm in my coffee shop era. Like I'm headphones in grind mode typically. Other than talking to my barista. Call back to last episode.
Shout out to that episode. What is it called? How to ask out your crush?
Yeah.
I love that episode.
That was a great episode.
Okay, so I do think this is actually so funny because when I brought this up to you, I thought we were going to talk about like social dynamics.
But we haven't yet.
No. But I think that's because we've been like our minds have been in this productivity dilemma all day.
For the past few hours.
You know what I mean? I actually brought it up because we were talking about like social, a lack of, is that the word we've been using? Social interaction?
Spontaneous interaction. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing that sticks out to me with the third place thing. But I think internally, I'm like, if I'm so obsessed with like what I'm getting done and where I'm getting it done, then I'm not ever going to be somewhere where I'm like, let me mingle. Because I'm like, there's a to-do list in the back of my head.
Exactly. That's why in like I'm kind of in the thought process of adding spontaneous interaction into my to-do list.
Oh, craziness.
Like,
yeah.
I'm tricking my brain out here. But like instead of just beating myself up for having a brain that's coded a specific way.
Yeah. So then here's a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Do you think that like we're going to go to dinner after this with my friends, right? Yeah. And you're going to be like, spontaneous interaction in bold, all caps, underlined.
This is a crazy episode.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, do you think that could still, like, be fulfilling? Even if in the back of your head, you're like, I didn't do my productive things today.
Yeah. It will still be fulfilling. It will be less fulfilling than if I had, like, done everything on my to-do list. And was like, I deserve it. That's kind of the low. It's like, it's not going to ruin my day. Like, I'm in Amsterdam. I can, like, come up with excuses. I have time to do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be a extra productive tomorrow. Like, there's plenty of, like,
do it on the 1 hour plane ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's definitely going to be a, like, on the, like, spectrum of how incredible this night's going to be probably.
Uh-huh.
That probably is relatively dependent on how much work I did earlier in the day.
Okay. Well, then I like the approach of be who you are. I like the approach of accepting that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is just like you can't. There's like the phrase that's like all these high school students when they leave for college think they're going to be able to like run away from all their issues and like be this new person in college.
Yeah.
But the thing is like all your stuff still comes with you. Like changing location, me going from like New Haven to Copenhagen, it didn't change who I am. Like, I still have all of the same things I'm grappling with. I feel liberated. I feel like I can see clearer. I feel like I can manage all my stuff in a different way, but I still have it. And so it's like, you're not gonna be able to run away from it. Like, you can trick yourself. That's what I'm into. I don't know if this is not, this sounds like the antithetical to what my therapist would say.
Okay, but like, that's fine.
But like, why not? Like, I know how my brain works. Might as well, like, I want more spontaneous interaction. Well, I'm gonna like let myself still feel good about my day and also get spontaneous interaction.
I also think like the tricking yourself thing is such an important step in a lot of like hurdles, like mental hurdles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm reading this crazy like mindfulness book, and so much of it is about like incorporating mindfulness into your like daily life so that it's like more tangible and it doesn't seem like such a crazy thing to add, because it talks about like why a major reason why a lot of people can't like meditate every day is because they're like, we don't have time for it.
Yeah.
But it literally suggests like if you write this on your to-do list,
yep,
and you're a productivity based person, you'll do it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, it's like okay, this feels like a sad ending, but it kind of feels like how my takeaway is like, just let me actually start even further back. One thing that I've like still grappling with is like the TikTok you watched that introduced this idea, because he was like, I moved to Europe because like there's a third place.
Yeah,
I would say that it doesn't even feel like there's that much of a third place here. Like, it's cold, like and maybe I'm misunderstanding what a third place is, but like cafes feel like intrinsically can't really be a third place because you have to like go, you're paying. I don't really see strangers like interacting with each other. Like, that's not my idea of what a typical cafe day, even if people aren't working that much, they're like talking with their friends. Like, they're not talking to strangers. Like, it feels like the movie theaters in like the 1960s were like the like third place.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Or like, I think pubs in London, that's a third place.
Yeah.
But like, in general, it's hard to find those third places. So instead of like getting mad at like society for not giving you them, because that's frustrating, I'm frustrated, but like, you like kind of like trick yourself into making them for yourself, whether that be video games, whether that be like have two spontaneous interactions with strangers on my walk today, or like, I know this is like the most cliche takeaway, but it's just like, you really can't change anyone but yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
and I agree with that. I think push back a little, because I found way more third places here than I have anywhere
else.
Okay,
yeah, me too. I'd say yes. I mean, and the whole point about the cafes is they don't have Wi-Fi. So yes, there are more, they're much more, but I still am like, it's not like they're everywhere. Do you feel like they're everywhere?
No, and I also think it totally does change with the seasons. Like, I also think people are less like sociable during winter.
Yeah.
Like, I think people are more likely to be like reclusive.
Yeah.
And I think like, for example, when I got here in September and I was like showing you around my campus today, like every 15-minute break in class, everyone's sitting all up and down the canals, and like people are more likely to be talking to each other,
yep,
rather than being like, oh my God, I have to go back to class and it's 0 degrees out. You know what I mean?
Totally. But I think that was my experience too.
But I also am like, there are a few bars here where I've been like, wow, everyone is like talking with people they don't know so much that I'm like uncomfortable. Like, I was I was not prepared. And they're like bars, but they're very specific. They have like board games, or they're like all outdoors and everyone has to sit, like all the tables are really close together. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big part of this like theory thing, is it's a very big like urban planning conversation.
Yeah.
Like, the TikTok I think was talking about like Barcelona, like how they're like squares in the city are
plazas.
Set up. Yeah. So that like everyone can be in kind of social hour when you're on the street.
Mm.
So I think a lot of it, I mean, this does still echo the point that like, we can't change that. Like, we're not going to have like giant open squares in New Haven when it's 0 degrees out. Duh. So yes, second the point, like make it in yourself, for yourself.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's too depressing.
That you have to find it in yourself? No.
Yeah. I think it's helpful to think about, because I'm like, I don't know. Obviously, it resonated with me because I was like, let me talk to Jude about it. But I think I just so get stuck in the cycle of like it's either home or it's either school slash work. And then I'm just like, repeat, repeat, repeat. And I think it's helpful, even if it's like a conceptual third space, to be like, there's somewhere else I can go mentally, or I'm like doing different things that don't fit into either of those buckets.
But what happens when your third place becomes part of your routine?
Dot, dot, dot. I don't know. That's a whole other thing.
I think it's fine because I like routine, but some people don't.
I don't think, I don't know. I don't think the routine thing is as, it's a more, at least for me, how I'm feeling right now, I would rather it be part of my routine and be like, I'm a little sick of it than not have it at all. Because I think I'm missing like the play element.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's just hard. I'm just still stuck on like, it is a difficult conversation because the definition of a third place is really subjective. Like, yeah, some people find their third place in a video game. And like, I mean, when that was my third place, because it very much was, I never got sick of it. Like, it right. was so exciting to get out of school and go and be in this like virtual environment with my friends. But coffee shops, like doing emails, yeah, I can get a little sick. I can get sick of that.
I'm almost like, it's so interesting because when you say, like, get out of school and do this, whatever, I'm like, rehearsals are probably my third place. But those felt way too much like work by the end of it.
See, okay, that's I guess that is my point, is that we get into this, like, we naturally, like, take away from the ability of rehearsal being a third place by defining it as a place to work. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, if we go to coffee shop and you're like, oh, I'm just going to a coffee shop. And I might do work. And I probably will do work. But, like, I'm not going to a coffee shop to work. Like, you open the space in your brain for spontaneous interaction, right? Or you say, oh, I'm going to this coffee shop and I have to work. But part of my work is having interactions with people. Like, instead of, like it's our choice that we're saying, oh, when we get home, we're not going to do work. And we're not going to play. You can totally play in your house. Right?
True.
Like, you could play, you could invite your friends over and play board games. Like, we can make those third places, but because of the way we bucket our life, which I do this too, like, I'm very much like school, like personal, or like recreational, or like, like, and because we compartmentalize those parts of our lives, it actually further makes it difficult to find any fusion between them. If that, I mean, that's, I guess no, I'm just saying, if you compartmentalize, you compartmentalize. But it's like a process that continuously perpetuates itself, which is, I think, pretty stupid.
I actually really agree with what you're saying. In a weird way, I think it's kind of the opposite of what this guy's theory would argue, that you need this third place.
Yeah, because I'm saying you should find that. You should make that your third place. You shouldn't, like...
And it's kind of... You're kind of saying it's a mindset change.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, a discovery of a location.
Yeah.
Or whatever it might be. Okay, I'm convinced.
Okay. Lit.
I actually am.
Guys... Send this on TikTok of a clip of me so I can be like some, what's this guy's name, a sociologist name too?
I don't even fucking remember.
I'm gonna usurp him.
Ray Oldenburg.
Ray Oldenburg. Ray, come on the podcast. We'll debate you. I don't know if I have that much to debate.
Is he alive?
It's, I'm sorry. I just need to like make this interjection. I'm looking outside and it is so depressing outside.
Yeah.
Like the fact that like. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's pretty stark and brutal. Okay, wait, I have another idea that just came to my mind.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, things are finally, my brain's back. I think the Just Friends pod is a great example of a third place for me.
Oh my God, good job.
You know?
I agree.
Like, it is work. Like, I get satisfaction from, like, checking things off the to-do list of things we have to do.
Yeah.
But, like, I find so much pleasure just sitting down and talking with you. Mm-hmm. Like, this doesn't feel like work or conversation. And so, like, that in my head is inherently what I'm looking for in a third place. Right? I get my work, I get my social interaction, and I get, a, like, to feel hugle and home. Like, all of that is what I want. But, like, this is something we had to make. We didn't just, like, go to a cafe and, like, have it. Like,
that is a good thing.
So
that's a good thing to remark, because maybe I'm just like I want more of it, you know what? Well, I mean, yeah. Well, yeah. Don't no shit.
Wouldn't but it be a dream life to live I mean. In that, like,
but I'm like, what do you guys do if you don't have a podcast?
That's not my question to answer. That's the poll. We have like seven different polls underneath this episode.
No, I'm just actually curious about it, though.
What's your third place?
Yeah. Because I think it is something that, like, I don't know. It's so easy, like, to forget about. I actually do think it's important. I agree with, I'm, like, convinced of your argument, Jude, that it shouldn't be so compartmentalized. Like, maybe that's actually detrimental. But I'm also, like, thinking of it in terms of spheres does help me realize when it's lacking. You know what I mean? Like, every day I want to have something that's a third place. I don't want to just be homework, school.
Yeah.
Work slash school. As one
and
bucket.
That's fair. You want to add some play to your life.
I'm like, call me greedy. Okay, that's it. Can I add one thing?
Yeah.
On the social level, I should have said this at the beginning so we could have talked about it, but now it's too late. But this says, I don't even know who wrote this, but someone also calls it a leveling place. And then they continue, a third place accepts people from all walks of life. It's a level, unpretentious place where economic and social status doesn't matter, and there are no prereqs for participation. Without a social hierarchy, a sense of commonality thrives among its people. So I think there's like...
Those words, I don't know what happened. It must be delirious, but like nothing just resonated. But it's okay. Just, you got to summarize for me.
No,
or reread.
Socioeconomic status doesn't matter.
Yeah, in a cafe.
Like, part of it is that everyone's on like an equal level.
Yeah, you're paying for like $10 coffee here. Like in a cafe.
No, mine was €3 today.
Okay, well.
Sorry. Don't project Copenhagen.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, but you're right. That's exactly like, the
that
point.
That is something, yeah. Playground, different. Yeah. I mean, those places are really hard to find in general. And I think that, I mean, that is, I guess, the point that I was also trying to get to in the coffee shop, like, point.
Yeah.
Of, like, society is not designed, most societies are not designed to just give you, America is not designed to give you free spaces to interact with others and play with others for free, right? Like,
yes.
You go and, like, buy, it's all based on, like, buying a coffee or buying a beer or going out to dinner or going to a movie. And so if you do feel like, and because of that inherent experience of like paying for something, usually you still like, I don't know, like it's just hard to, you have expectations. As soon as you pay, like if you go, I'm now just going to ramble, but like
okay.
If you go to a club and you like pay like $20 for a club, that club better be awesome. Like
right.
You have high expectations.
Yes.
So you have to make those like, you have high expectations set by just paying $5 for a coffee. When you go to like when I play Fortnite.
Okay.
Can't believe I just, oh my God.
When I play Fortnite.
Guys, that's the game I play.
Confession. When I play Fortnite.
I don't play it anymore. But it's still a big fan. Great game. Okay. So that's my game. I don't play Call of Duty. I play Fortnite.
I can't believe I just said
Yikes, that. That might be the worst confession I've ever made on air. Wow.
He's holding his chest.
Yeah. Okay. So I play Fortnite. It's okay. We're going to move past that. All the cool kids used to at one point when they were like in fifth grade. I lost my train of thought.
When I play Fortnite, you're going to say you don't have an expectation.
Oh, well, like, I mean, I do, but like, not really. Like, it's just like fun. It's just play. And like,
right.
There's like, it's a free game, literally. Like, that's pretty awesome. I don't know. Like, we ended the episode so long ago.
Okay, good night, guys. We love Fortnite.
We love Fortnite. No, guys, actually, this is what I'm getting canceled for.
Bad take. Bad take on it.
The hottest take of all.
Okay, let's end it. I hope you guys find a third place in yourself. I don't know. I think keeping in mind the idea of a third place, besides the pod, love the pod, but besides the pod also, because the pod is not really an everyday, like, third place, I think it's going to really help my transition back to #America.
America.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think it's something that I found much more easily here.
Agreed.
Overall.
I agree.
And yes, it's so hard with the winter, and I think that's also probably making me realize its absence the majority of the time in my life.
Yeah.
That's
I like
it.
I like that takeaway.
Okay, that's my takeaway.
That's a good takeaway.
Jude's going to play more Fortnite.
Wow, we're keeping that bit in, I guess. Yikes. I'm feel blushing. Like, I don't even know. This is like such a hot take. I don't even like it. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
Dude, just
right
say
now.
Thank you guys for listening. Okay.
Yeah. We also want to hear from you guys what you're thinking. What's your third place? So please, like, put it in the Spotify, like, answers. I don't know what they call them. Or DM us. Or just interact with us. We love more interaction.
Social interaction. Join our third place. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next Sunday.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.